Mix 101.7 now in the Saturday morning huddle. It's Pocahontas area co-head coach Roger Summerlott as the Indians come off a 42-0 drubbing at Lake Mills last night to improve to 5-1. Congrats, coach. Was it as easy as it looked, starting with the offense? Did they have it going pretty much from the get-go?
We really did a good job on probably every aspect of the game. But was it easy? No, I just think our kids came ready to play. They had the pedal down, and they were playing hard in the kicking game, on offense, and defense. And they just we were just able to execute pretty well most of the night on all sides of the football. So tribute to our kids being ready to play.
Well, elaborate on that if you could, and tell us your scoring plays and maybe some individual stats too.
Scoring, we started out Devin Whitehour was running the football, and right before he got into the end zone, the ball popped out. They had a good tackle, but Tanner Youngberg recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. And then Tyler Case had a couple touchdowns more in the first half on a 3-yard and a 1-yard run. And then right before the end of the second period, Connor Schoenring hit Tanner Youngberg for a 42-yard touchdown reception. And Connor kicks our extra points. He made all of those throughout the whole game. And in the third quarter, Tyler Case scored again on a 1-yard touchdown run. And then in the fourth quarter, Noah Jones scored on a 2-yard rushing touchdown. So those were our touchdown things, just individually, offensively, just a good night for a lot of people. Connor Schoenring was 10 for 14 for 169 yards, 101 touchdown. Our leading rusher was Tyler Case, 19 rushes, 153 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And just a lot of other guys involved with there. Schoenring was able to hit 5 different receivers throughout the night on his 10 completions. So that's been really neat to see him distribute the football very well. Defensively, again, we were led by Danny Summerlott. He had 14 total tackles. But our defensive front four really played well. They just managed the line of scrimmage really well for us. That would be Dane Hubbell and Brock Hubbell and Levi Gardewine and Jesse O'Toole, and then Jordan Dirks plays in there quite a bit too. So those guys did a really nice job up front, which really allowed a lot of good things to go on. We had three picks. Tanner Youngberg had 2 of those, and Jake Samuelson had 1. So defensively, we were just executing very well, too.
You got the takeaways. You kept them off the scoreboard as far as yards allowed. Did you keep them pretty well in check there as well?
Well, right in the first quarter, after we scored our first touchdown, we had a turnover. And so they had to go up in the ball on the 20-yard line, and they got it inside the 3. And we kept holding them, and then we hit them, and they fumbled the ball, and we recovered it in the end zone for a touchback. So we were fortunate to keep them off the board there, but that was a really good job of, doing that. But we held them to 57 yards rushing and 47 passing for 104 yards through the night.
And a good night for Pocahontas area as they win 42-0 at Lake Mills to improve to 3-0 in their 1A district. And you'll be back on the road next Friday taking on West Fork. Coach Summerlott, I know it's a busy day in the Summerlott residence and your big cross-country invite going on there in Pokey. Thanks a lot for the time. We'll let you go. Good luck next week, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Yep. Thank you.